Ramon Conn. We can also show this, and then Steve, this is also main foundation. You know, we have, let's take this example, we can illustrate it. You have a building. It is worth so and so much. It stands here and there, in maybe a wealthy area. Maybe that's a lot of land. There is money there. Now, in the city around here, especially if you are in the fine areas or capital of a fine country, such properties are desirable. So there are these property sharks, smart businessmen, roaming around the city looking for interesting, lucrative, profitable investments. And you know, when economy goes down, if you can get a valuable property cheap, especially from some incompetent religious people who don't know the value of things and who are naive, easy to cheat. Yeah, look here, we buy this for 5 million. Great, isn't it? And now, yes, they are happy, these religious fools. And we just made a profit of 15, 20 or more million, which is now the value of this property that we own. We have made a good investment. Business as usual. Now, who is this person? Who could it be? Or who could they be? Could be Swedish business people, could be Indian business people, could be Russian business people. You tell me. But if you think that such people don't exist, then, well, time to wake up. Because, yes, we live in a bit of a different world now than in the idealistic 70s and 80s. And it's a world that is becoming tougher and tighter when it comes to money, finances. And today, you probably don't want to invest in shares and stocks. The properties might be a good idea.